forests are sanctuaries. Whoever knows how to speak to them, knows how to listen to them, can learn the truth. They don't preach learning and precepts, but undeterred by whether someone is listening or not, they proclaim the ancient laws of life and symbiotic synchronous living. Forests are poems written on the very earth that we inhabit, and they find their ways into the hearts of sensitive souls to become poems with words, words that border on magic. Welcome to another fascinating episode of Poets on Air Season 2, brought to you by Bhuvneshwar Poetry Club. This poem by a noted young poet Agnivesh Mahapatra is about Sarenda, which abounds with sal trees or the Shoria robusta species. It was once considered the most dense forest of Asia and a land of 700 hills. As spoken about by Bagun, a native belonging to the Munda tribe, who follow the Sarna tradition and consider Singbonga, the sun god, as the supreme god and creator. Sarenda. The leaves leave the tree, but the tree remembers. The leaves leave the tree, but the tree remembers all the leaves it once bore. And each leaf leaves behind a permanent scar, an empty space. And each leaf leaves behind a permanent scar, an empty space. Bagun spoke, fanning himself with his green gamcha. Bagun has long left the woods of Sarenda. Bagun has long left the woods of Sarenda, but for him, every tall building is a sal tree, and the nightly lights are mahua flowers. For him, every tall building is a sal tree, and the nightly lights are mahua flowers. The Aro purified water does not quench his thirst, and he misses the taste of river coils waters, and says, the iron in that water is a boon granted by Singbonga to make one strong and fight. I have often hitched a ride, in Bagun's words, to visit the 700 hills of his homeland. And when he says, Sarenda is not a forest, it is a giant creature, alive and mighty. I only dream of walking in the belly of the green guardian, Sarenda. Thank you for listening to this poem. Please stay tuned to Bhuvneshwar Poetry Club and Poets on Air Season 2. Love and light to all.